All right, I think we are ready to get started. So welcome to the session. This session is getting your own enterprise streaming video service on Office 365. So we want to start out by saying that Gartner is projecting that by the year 2016, large companies are going to stream more than 16 hours of video per worker per month. And so the idea that, you know, in our enterprises, users are going to be expecting and wanting video and being able to access this video, get this content to effectively, you know, maybe help desk videos, videos about the company. I know personally where I work from, we have a lot of videos of corporate meetings that get recorded and then I watch them after the fact if I can't attend. And so there's going to be a large consumption of users with videos, you know, by 2016. And so in the session today, we're going to talk about how it's no longer a luxury for people to have videos. It's an expectation from our users that they're going to be able to access these videos in a quick, easy, and efficient way. So in previous versions of SharePoint, and in SharePoint 2013, a lot of ways were provided for you to build out a video portal. So did anyone do that inside of 2013? Did anyone take those? Okay. So inside of 2013, you had a framework, but you still had to do all of the configuration. So you were given a collection of building blocks to put things together. You had the search web parts. You had all of these different pieces that you could pull the content together and create this experience for your users. Inside of Office 365 now, we're going to be covering the video portal. So this is a feature that has not yet been released. So it's a feature that is coming soon. But this is a response to that need for organizations. So it is a response for organizations to be able to quickly and easily go to market, go to their company with an environment and a way to present videos to their users so that they can get consumed. And so the idea behind Office 365 Video Portal is that there is no code, no configuration. You can just kind of get it out of the box and start running, hit the ground with it right away. So a no-code solution where you can easily and quickly portray these videos to your users. Okay. So the idea behind this is that we want to easily consume the video. And so by consuming the video, we need any device at any time. So the idea behind this is that we are going to have apps where people can upload directly into the video portal, can connect to the video portal. And when this releases for general availability, there will apps will be coming with it. So there'll be an iPhone app where you can actually access the content, get the content from there. We want to be able to share things broadly, right? So we want it to be discoverable and social. So we're going to see in some of our demos how we can actually use the Yammer conversation features to start conversations about the videos that are posted. So we can share this content and then have an experience with, you know, internal with other coworkers and other employees that we can talk about and discuss the videos in our network. And then we need it to be secure, easy to manage, scalable, encrypted, and all of these different things. And so the Office 365 Video Portal, you'll see that it's the video portal powered by Azure Media Services. So if you think about this, it's a handshake between the two services. So the videos are uploaded into Office 365. But there's a handshake with Azure Media Services, whereas Azure Media Services is going to handle the streaming back of the videos. And so it's the two tools working together to build an ecosystem that allows for a scalable and a manageable large system. Okay? All right. So going in and looking at this, we have got an easy way to access content. From the beginning, the layout and design and everything are done for you. So it's going to come out of the box, ready to go. You're going to be instructed on how do I put in videos. You've got things like spotlight videos, so you can take the content that's the most important and highlight it so that it's on the home page for your users to see. You can also create different channels so that you can organize the content so that not everything is displayed in one way. They've got the ability to see all of the popular videos weren't there. So right now that's done by usage of how many people are tracking it and seeing that. In the future, that's going to be integrated with Delve and Office Graph. So moving forward, you're going to see a richer integration across the suite features that are there inside of Office 365. And so, you know, some ideas of what you can do. You can do onboarding if we're using it to educate and to train our users. We want to create these videos in just a rich and dynamic way that they can access this content, see it, share it, work with it in a way that's familiar to them. So by having this inside of a SharePoint UI, it's something that they're familiar with working with already. So you see here are some of the examples of what the channels look like. So you can create different channels. There's a couple of different settings, and we're going to demo all of this in just a couple of minutes so you guys can see it firsthand. But you've got different channels that you can create. And then inside of each channel, you know, you may create a channel for HR and then let a certain subset of users from HR actually contribute to that channel and everyone else view it. And so there's ways that you can control the security, but it still remains a simple and easy tool for users to work with. And then inside of each of the channels, you have the ability to spotlight and highlight certain things. So within marketing here, there's going to be some videos that we want to highlight to our users. And so we're able to make those changes and design that so that our users can get the most of the data quickly and easily. Okay. Uploading content, it's pretty simple. We're going to be able to go into SharePoint and just like we would add documents to a document library by dragging and dropping. It's the same concept with the videos. So we're going to be able to easily take these videos, upload them to the video portal, then they're going to be stored inside of the document libraries. The ability to tag them then. So for first release, we're able to give a title, a description, and a tag of who is in the video. And then those are elements that can then be found through searching. We can do that. And then socializing with version one, we're going to be able to do things with Yammer so that we can, just like you can in a document now in Office Online, you have the toolbar to the side where you can start a conversation and it's going to link to it inside of Yammer. We have those same capabilities inside of the Office video portal. So we see here, this is an example of one of the videos that's been uploaded. It's into the community channel. I can see the people that are in the video. I can give it a title and a description there, and that's the content that's going to be there. And here's an example of it inside of Yammer. Okay. With the mobile app, the idea is that you're going to be able to do everything you could from the browser at a computer, you're going to be able to do from your mobile app. So when it launches for version one, there will be an iPad and an iPhone app. For other devices, it's going to be dependent on the mobile experience that you would have there. But you're going to be able to upload the videos, catch them, and do this. So as long as you can log into the Office 365 site, you're going to be able to interact with the site and upload all of the content. In addition, you are going to be able to control the permissions of who can see the videos, who can upload the videos, different things along those lines. This is a solution for internal consumption, so named users in Office 365. This is not something that is for anonymous or public access. It's also not available to your guest users. So this is all for named accounts inside of Office 365 have access to the videos that are there. And you can have video admins, and those are people that can manage the entire video portal and can also create create and change permissions. And then you have channel admins, and those are the ones that can create new channels and then take ownership of channels and maintain them. So you're able to create a structured group where you can have different levels of control, which is really empowering the users that need to have the videos, giving them the ability to go in and see the content. We have got encryption and REST in its stream. And so this is something where Azure Media Services and Office 365, again, shake hands. And so we're requiring or we're relying on Azure Media Services to handle providing that encryption and the security that's there. So it's the two elements, again, working together to build out this solution for you. A couple of things we can change on each channel. Very simplistic things. We're allowed to change a title, a description, give it a color. The idea behind this is not necessarily to have a elaborate system where we can go in and do a ton of customization. It's more about getting something out quick, easy to manage, easy to use. And so for the most part, you get everything you need out of the box to build this rich experience, and then it's just configuring different settings within it. So for the different channels, we're allowed to give it, you know, a channel name, pick a color, so that can be the highlight color that's displayed, manage the permissions, and manage the spotlight. For the video portal, we're able to, again, title, description, different things along those lines, and then which channels do we want to spotlight on the home. Okay. Right. Now we're getting to the fun part, right? So switching out of PowerPoint into demos. All right, so here we have the video portal. So this is running in Office 365 here. This is the home page of the video portal. Every tenant that's running in Office 365 will have one video portal that they can configure and use. We see across the top, we have got videos that have been spotlighted. We see all of the popular videos. So the popular videos now are mostly about number of views. So everything that's coming in is number of views, which have been viewed the most. In the future, it's on the roadmap to have that integrate with the Delve and Office Graph experience. So it's pulling in relative content to the users that are there. So there's going to be future enhancements with that, ever changing. But it's showing in the most popular videos now. Below this, we have different channels. So it's going to show us a subset of those videos that are there, and then we can easily click on it to drill down further into each of the channels to do it. For each of the videos, we can click on the ellipse next to it, and it's going to give us a preview of the video. Give it just a second to load here. It's always fun when you get to do demos from tenants that are not in production yet. So it's kind of like, what's going to happen when I click on things? Okay, we'll let that go just one second. That came back. Let's grab one of them. All right. Give that just a second to load. If not, I'll go open. There we go. So it's going to load and start playing the video within the pop-up there. So it's going to kind of give people a preview if that's what they want to see there. You can also click into the video, and it's going to open it in a full-screen experience that you can then even expand into just full screen of video. So they give that just a second to load. Here we go, that's playing. And I can even expand it now to full screen if I want to very easily. So a pretty rich experience for users that doesn't really require any training. It works as if you'd expect a video portal to work. You can go in, click around, get to the content, play the videos. I can also see the information about it. So I can see what channel is it part of, how many videos are in that channel. I can see information about it. If I have the rights, I can click edit here, and it's going to let me give it a title, an owner, and description, and then I can also say people who are in the video. And the people who are in the video, that's connected to Active Directory, so any users in your tenant, are they going to show up there so that you can tag them as being part of and in the videos. This is actually inline editing experience, so you can see that the video is playing and can be playing while I'm making changes to it. So it's a pretty rich experience where it's streaming, it's playing there, and I can still make those changes to it. Okay. We also have a collection of the channels. So we saw on the home screen that I had certain channels spotlighted and listed on the home screen. But now I can also come here and see all of the channels that are available within my video portal. And as I drill down into each of these different channels, I get a different experience. So here I have opened the community channel. So I see within the community channel, I have 21 videos. I see that I've got two that are set as a spotlight. I can see popular videos. I can also click and see newest or see my videos, the videos that I've uploaded. So these are the default views that I get. Within this channel, I have the option to upload a video. So I can come over here and say upload video. And it's going to come up and ask me to go out, navigate to the video, and get that installed into SharePoint. So give that just a second to load. And what's going to happen when we upload this video is that it's going to upload first into SharePoint Online. And then SharePoint Online is going to take that video, and there's a timer job that's running in the background, and it's going to do a handoff to Azure Media Services. Azure Media Services is then going to do everything that it needs to do to render the video, get the playback set up, and then it's going to pass back a pointer back to SharePoint Online, making that video available. So it's going to create the streams that we need. It's going to do all of the processing and then send the thumbnail back to SharePoint Online so we have a thumbnail for the video. So when we go through this process of uploading the video, I'm going to just go and pull up one of the videos I have here. I'm going to just drag and drop that right in there. Okay, so it's going to go through a process of uploading. My video is not going to be ready immediately. I see that the video has been uploaded, but it's still in progress. So if I go back to that channel right now, I'm not necessarily going to see that video, but I will be able to set the metadata about it, get it all set up. But until that process finishes running, I'm not going to be able to actually play that video. Okay, so let me put the information here. I've got who the owner of the video is. I can put people that are in the video here. I can go ahead and enter in their information, and I can enter in text here. So that people can quickly and easily find this when they're going through the content. So I can say save here. And what's going to happen is it's going to continue to process. And if I go back to the channel that I was in, so I was in the community channel here. So if I go back to the community channel, I'm not going to see that video right away. But if I go under my videos, I'm going to see that I've uploaded that video and it is almost ready. So it's going through that process on the back end in Azure Media Services to get configured so that it becomes ready. So people can upload videos, and then when it finishes processing. Now, again, the time it takes to finish processing is going to be dependent on the video. Videos are stored within SharePoint Online, and so we have get uploaded to the document library. So right now there is a 2 gigabyte file size limit for SharePoint document library, so videos can be up to 2 gig. And uploaded to the library. However, it's on the roadmap for that to expand. So as we watch for the SharePoint Online roadmap of that expansion of the file size, whatever SharePoint Online's limitations are going to be the same limitations for the video portal. So that's one of the things that's on the roadmap to extend. But obviously, smaller videos are going to render faster than larger videos. So that will be there. It will become ready as soon as it's available. It's then going to show up in the feeds for everyone to see. All right. Within the channels, we also have different settings that we can change. So we can come over here, and we see that we've got video channel settings. So I can click on the video channel settings, and it's going to come up and let me change things about this one. So I see that it's community. If I wanted to change the channel color, I can just click on that. Go out, pick whatever color I'd like, and save it. I can also go in and set the permissions. So I can set people who can edit. So they can manage the videos, and they can edit the channel settings. And then I have people that can view. I can also go down to the spotlight. And here's where I have the layout of what videos can be spotlighted. We see that we have two. So when we're back on that channel, we had the one half-size video and then the other small ones. I can just come over here and say, you know, I want to spotlight some more videos. So I can just click on that, and it's going to come up and provide a search for me of the different things that I can do. And I can pick videos that I want to add to highlight. So we can make those spotlight videos there. Not sure where my button went, so I'll show you guys that next time. All right, so we have that there. We can make those changes, save them there. So that's going to be the setup for the channel. So if you have channel rights, you're going to be able to go in and make those changes. Okay, once we save, we can go back to the channel and see those pieces there. Okay, so the settings will be there. Now I see that my color changed to green. We can also, from the home screen, we can go in and have the video portal settings. And those are the settings that are about the entire video portal. So we can come back over there. And again, come down here, and we can go to video portal settings. We can see who can manage the home page and change permissions, and who can create channels. So again, ways that you can go in and figure out who can create the different channels that you have. Okay. Under Spotlight, again, we can go in and pick out the videos that we want to spotlight against the entire video portal home. And then we can also say what channels do we want to have displayed and in what order on the homepage. So I had community, but I could easily go in and change that. You know, maybe I want to show help desk, company meetings and training. So I can change the different things that are displaying on the homepage. So when I come over here and save these changes, it's going to go back and update that homepage to show that content and display it out there on the screen. Okay. So now when I go back to the video portal home, I'm going to see that those updates have been made and that content is now displayed on the homepage. Give it just a second to load. All right, we'll come back as that's loading. A couple other things that I wanted to show you. When we go in and click on a video and we're playing that video here, you're going to see that here's the video. Down here we have the metadata about that video, so the title, description, who's in it. But next to that, we also have our social toolbar. So I can come out here and expand the Yammer Conversations bar, and this is where I can start to have conversations in Yammer about this document. And so users that are logged into Yammer, they're going to see those conversations. They can click in and open the document. So it's a great way to socialize and share the content that's there. So on the homepage here, we have these new videos, and if I was to open any one of these videos, I'm going to have that Yammer conversation bar. So I can see, you know, what's in the video. I can watch the video, you know, and I can come over here and, you know, this is a great.
Say it's a challenge to capture the perfect family photo would be an understatement. Take a look at.
So as I'm watching the video, I can be sharing content. I can even come over here and tag and notify people. So if I wanted to, you know, let Shane and Nicola know about this video, I could go in there, I could tag them in this video, say, hey, look at this, tag them in this conversation, not necessarily the video, but tag them in the conversation. They're going to get that Yammer notification, and then they're going to have that link. They can come in and watch the video. So it's a way for us to easily share this content together, so we can post that there. And now we see that the conversation is there and people can come in and add their responses and replies. And this is also showing up inside of Yammer. So it's a kind of a unified experience across the two so that people can have the content, show that content there, but then also talk about it inside of Yammer so they get this unified experience. When we're going through the process of creating new channels, we simply have to go over to the channel screen and click on the option to create a new channel. So we're going to click on this. It is going to pop up and give us some information about it. And we're going to just enter in our data and say, go ahead and create the channel. There's actually quite a bit happening behind the scenes. So different site collections are getting provisioned for us and different templates are getting added. And so there's a lot of stuff that's happening behind the scenes. So this is something that I'm going to show you this and then show you a completed new channel so you can see what it comes like out of the box. I call this one Demo 3 and say create. And it's going to start to go through the process of creating everything behind the scenes that's needed to make this work. So here I am going to show you demo one. So this is a new channel that I created last night, so it would be ready for us when we came in to do the demo this morning. And so what we see is that we have immediately some things to help us get started. So I can come up here. No one's added any content to this video portal yet and to this channel. So I can come up here and I can see, oh, okay, I can be the first one to contribute. I can add videos. I can click on that. It's going to walk me through it. I can also go in and manage the settings or find help desk information. So if I don't, you know, necessarily know what to do with it, it's getting me started by kind of drilling me through that process. So I can come over here and say I'm going to upload some videos and upload some content to that. I can manage the settings. So it's going to come in, and that's just going to load the channel settings that we looked at earlier. So it's going to load those channel settings. I can go in and change the color if I want to do those various changes that are there. So these are the basic components of the Office 365 video portal. So now we're going to kind of jump back over and talk about some of the architecture that's behind it, talk about the different things, and then kind of open it up for questions that you guys might have about what we just saw. So we're going to hop back over here. And we're going to talk through the upload and viewing process of this solution. So we've got two main ingredients to everything. We've got SharePoint Online that is going to handle the content store, the metadata, the storage. It's going to handle the records management, retention policies that you might have on the videos. It's going to handle the high availability and disaster recovery. Azure Media Services is in turn going to handle all of the transcoding, the thumbnailing, the adaptive streaming, and the secure delivery. So the two have a handshake together where they're working together to provide out this total solution. So for the upload process, what is going to happen is that a user is going to hit SharePoint Online, hit the video portal. It's going to authenticate and say, hey, do you have an account to this? Do you have permissions to do what you're trying to do? If it does, they're going to upload the video, and the video is going to be stored in the SharePoint Online content databases. So it's getting stored into SharePoint Online. It's going to then send a copy of it to Azure Media Services, where it's going to be transcoded and encoded into the different size formats and bit rates. From there, once it's done processing, Azure is going to send back a pointer, which gets stored in SPO, SharePoint Online, as a metadata for the video. So it's sent, and it's also going to send back that thumbnail. So there's this transaction between the two services that's going to make all of this come together. For the viewing process, pretty similar. You're going to authenticate to Office 365, and if you have rights, it's going to send back a URL and a token. So when you get the video, you can, you know, decrypt the video. So it's going to stream it from Azure, and the video is encrypted, but the player has the key to decrypt it. So everywhere you see lines in here with a padlock on it, those are where Azure Media Services is handling the secure storage and streaming of the content. So you can see pretty much all the way throughout the entire process, it's a secure delivery mechanism for the videos. Okay. So Azure Media Services is already being used today to power some pretty amazing video solutions. And so we have a couple of proof points of things that have been used in the past. So a couple of them. In the 2012 Olympics, there was 18.5 petabytes of data delivered through Azure Media Services, 160 million streams with 217 million unique views. So that's quite an impressive feat for what's happening there. In the 2014 Olympics, there was 100 terabytes of video that equated to over 6,000 hours. And there was a record-setting viewers for a single event of 2.1 million. So, you know, all of these stats are to say that the same service that is powering, you know, these high-demand, high-rate video services is the same service that you get to consume inside of Office 365. So by partnering with this, there's a scalability and high demand and high data that's going to be able to be utilized by your organization because of the back end and the connection between the two services. Okay. So the video portal is going to bring these world-class examples to your organization, and then it's going to supply this level of service. Because it's part of Office 365, you guys are actually going to be able to consume Azure Media Services through Office 365 without additional cost of Azure Media Services. So it's included in your Office 365 plans, and when you get the video portal, all of this backend with Azure Media Services is included. So to get started with it, this is not rolled out yet. So when this becomes available, it's first going to hit the market under first release. So those that are using Office 365, if you sign up for first release, you're going to get the video portals within your tenant once they start going live. And so to find out when they're going live, you're going to be able to watch the Office blogs, and that'll be the first place that they post when it is ready to go. And then you'll start to see it roll out to the first release tenants. And then from there, from the first release tenants, usually in the blog post, they then include a date in there that says when is, you know, general availability for this feature going to be, an estimate of when they'll have it out to all of the tenants. So that's the way to get early access to this the fastest, is to go through first release. Once you have it, some of the key things that you want to do is just develop a strategy for how you're going to manage your internal video portal. So you're going to have a video portal where you can do permissions and spotlighting. And so you want to figure out, what do I want to highlight in the homepage of my video portal? And then on top of that, where do I want to have different channels? And how do I want to organize the content so that the users can most easily find the content? A lot of times I've seen people do an organization that very much matches the hierarchy of their organization. And instead of maybe doing it by function, they do it by org chart. And sometimes that can make the data very difficult to find. And so if you can go in and understand, how do we want people to use these videos? What do we want them to get the most out of that data? Then you can build a channel structure that highlights that and allows them to most easily get in and navigate to find out the content that they want. Other things to consider, we want to look at who are the best people to add videos. So we saw in the demo that it's pretty quick to go in and add a video. The last thing we want to do is add more red tape and more channels that people have to go through to get their content there. So as much as we can, if we can divide the channels down into small subsets of people, then we can figure out, okay, they can manage the channel, they're responsible for getting all of their content, you know, uploaded, ready to go. And then we can look at, how are people going to most likely access the videos? And that's really going to determine how we want to set up our channel structure. And it's a great opportunity to separate. I know, you know, in some organizations I work for, one department might be responsible for four or five different types of videos that are out there. And so, you know, are we going to give them one channel where they have to put all of their videos in there? Or are we going to give them four or five channels so that they can put their content in a way that makes the most sense for the end user? So it's really about, how do the end users want to access these videos, and then create the channel so that it's the easiest for users to go down and find that. All right. So we're going to come over here. Licensing terms for Office 365. So this is a suite motion, which means it's going to be included in your Office 365 plans. So all of the plans that are listed in the second bullet are the ones that are going to include the video portal. So we've got E1, E3, and E4, A2, A3, and A4. Government plans are in the works and in the planning, but they're not going to be available for version one general availability. So government is coming, but not included on day one. Also, the SharePoint Online standalone plans one and plan two and kiosk plans do not have access to the portal. So if you have kiosk users or external users, they're not going to get access into the video portal. It's meant purposely for named users inside of the organization. And again, it's integrated with Azure Media Services. And so there's that handshake between the two, and they're able to build this great solution together. But you're not going to see additional usage charges for using Azure Media Services. It's going to be included. So the thing that you have that's going to dictate and guideline that, it's based on your SharePoint Online storage. So you can store as many videos as you can inside of SharePoint Online up to your storage capacity. So those are the licensing terms for the version one release of Office 365 video portals. So kind of wrapping things out before we jump into questions is, you know, what's going to be the business value of using the Office 365 video portal? What are going to be the driving points that are going to make this such a great solution within your organization? And so some of the major things is that it's always current, right? So when you're using Office 365, you're always getting monthly innovation and updates that are coming out. We've seen this happen firsthand over the last year or so, that new changes are constantly going there. And so this is going to be a solution that it's going to be continually enhanced. Services are going to continually keep growing and improving. You also get big data solutions at scale. So this is integrated cloud infrastructure. You've got some amazing solutions that are powering enterprise level things that can now be brought down to your organization. And so because of the economies of scale, you're really going to be able to take advantage of these super rich, complex features and functionality that's available because you're part of this solution. Less upfront cost. So Microsoft's going to build it, and it's going to be mobile ready on day one. And so instead of having a framework that you're going to have to put together and that you're going to take these pieces and build them together like building blocks, instead you're going to be able to start day one with something that works, that's ready for mobile access, which is very much in tune with what users are wanting to have access to. So it's just ready to go. It just works out of the box. There's not a lot of configuration that has to be made. You saw what it was in different portals that are there. It's going to come pre-populated with some content to really get you started. So it's as simple as, you know, creating some channels, assigning some permissions, and uploading some videos. So it's a pretty simplistic approach to get very high return on investment just in the beginning. There's less change management. This is one of the things that's beautiful about the video portal, is that when they make changes to it, it becomes Microsoft's job to do the upgrade, not yours. So as things are there and innovations are constantly coming out and things are changing, it's not something that you have to worry about or plan for. It's something that's happening as part of the service. And then finally, maximizing your ROI. You're able to use it because it's there. It just works. It's designed for a simplistic solution to a pretty complex problem that's going to give people this ability to go in and see the content that's there with the videos and quickly and easily get access to that content and that rich experience, which is what a lot of users are expecting to get. So I think what we're going to do now is take the last 15 to 30 minutes and open it up for questions that you guys might have, if you guys want to see some additional demos or different things like that. I'm going to be around the rest of the week. So I'm going to be at the expo booth in the morning, and then I'm going to be at Ask the Experts tonight. So if you guys have video questions, you guys can come and find me. But I'd love to open it up. We have the mic up here. If you guys want to come up, and we can take your questions.
Will we be able to make use of the Azure streaming service within existing publishing sites?
No, so the Azure Media Services is just for the video portal right now. So okay. It's not going to be something that can be used then in other places where you're playing the videos and such.
Okay. Yeah. All right, thanks. Okay.
Other questions?
So on the on the permissions issue, so the permissions they're set at the channel level. are people able to see the channels that they are not allowed to view?
Yeah, so it's security trimmed just naturally inside of SharePoint. So if I don't have rights to view the portal or view the channel, I'm not going to see it right. in the rollup. So it's just, it's using the same security model as SharePoint. So if I don't have rights to see it, I'm not going to see it. And I'm not going to see it in my search results.
Also, another question is, can the users download the videos or is it purely streaming?
It's purely streaming, yep. So the intent is that they're going to go there and stream the videos. From their devices. Great.
Did you have a date for when it was?
I knew somebody was going to ask that. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
No date has been released. It's been on the roadmap, and so there's a couple of sessions that they've had about it at different conferences. So it should be fairly soon, but again, I don't have a very specific date. I would watch the office blogs. That's where you'll see it hit first.
Do you have any plans to connect it to Link if you record meetings or like lectures with
yes,
Link?
Yeah. Yes. The idea in making this a suite-wide solution is so that as it expands, and you know this is version one that we're making available, but as it expands, there's lots of things in the roadmap to enhance it even further so that it connects with the Link stuff and can connect with the Office stuff and the Sway stuff and all the new things that you see coming out. And this is really a suite-level type solution so that it can integrate and work with all of those other things. So like I even talked about Office Graph and Delve and you know getting it all synced in. And so as you see Microsoft doing the continuous innovations and continual releases, you're going to start to see it integrate more and more with the tools that we're already using so we can record videos and save them and different things like that. So that's definitely on the roadmap. When they do come out and release the version one, they're going to be listing out the rest of the roadmap for things that are coming. So you should be able to see, you know, what's releasing now and then what's going to be on the roadmap and some potential ideas of dates of when that stuff might come.
Cool.
Great.
With accessibility in mind, is there any plans to allow the upload of transcripts for some of these videos?
So uploading transcripts?
Yeah, so written documents of what's being said within the videos.
So no, this is specifically for videos, not necessarily.
I appreciate that, but if somebody is deaf, and they want to access that video content,
I mean, not necessarily in the format that it is. So it's right now, it's going to be stored for videos, so you wouldn't be able to have the videos and the documents together and different things like that. So not necessarily, this isn't necessarily a solution for that specific scenario at this point.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Any plan for live streaming in the future?
The plan for what?
Live streamings.
If you're, live streaming. Yeah. Not really on the roadmap right now. So it's not something, it's something that they're looking at, but not anything that they've committed to doing. So for right now, it's not a live streaming solution, and it's not, you know, they've not committed to doing anything along that line for this release. Awesome. The question I expected to get asked but didn't get asked is, what about on-prem? So nobody asked that one. So the solutions coming around this for on-prem are going to be more along the hybrid state. So how do we do a hybrid solution between the two? This solution has a lot of dependencies on cloud services, so Azure Media Services and different things along those lines. And so instead of bringing all those dependencies down, it's figuring out how can we create a hybrid scenario where you can go to the cloud to consume those services. So that's one question that I expected to get but didn't get. So. So he asked is, well, would it be then part of SharePoint 2015 so that we could connect to Azure Media Services? And the answer to that is maybe, I don't know, who depends. You know, it's one of those that they have not released what's going to be available in SharePoint 2015 yet. What they've said about this is that it's an on-prem solution, and moving forward, they're going to be developing a more of a hybrid solution so that things will work out. The timing for the two of those, I'm not sure if they will necessarily overlap. Good question, though. Yes, sir.
Hi. Two questions, please. First one is rights management involved in the encryption?
Information rights management is being evaluated right now, but it's not included. So if you want to use IRM, it's not going to work in the video portal for the first release. And it's under evaluation by the team right now.
Okay. Second question is about companies that may have large global networks. And if the chief release of 2 gig video, how are you mitigating the impact on the company WAN?
And so that's all going to be handled through Azure Media Services when it's pulling out and streaming. So it's not going to be any different than the other solutions that are already there. So it's going to be done through Azure Media Services. If everyone's going in, I mean, you're going to have the same issues that you're going to have over. So there's not anything necessarily in the product that's going to mitigate that type of scenario, just like it. So anything you go online to get, it's going to be the same. So you're going to have to look as an organization as to, you know, those different things that you're doing. But the features of Azure Media Services are going to address that. So that's one of the things you could go down to their booths downstairs and kind of ask some of the things that they might have in place that could assist with that and that type of configuration.
Do you have anything on the roadmap which may include the use of caching via Windows Media servers?
I am not sure on that one. We'd have to look at the Azure Media Services webmap or their roadmap. But if you come up to me afterwards, I can get and we can dig up that answer. Awesome. Well, I'm happy to stick around for a little bit. Ended a couple minutes early, but I'm happy to show additional demos. Stick around if you guys want, answer questions that we have. I also have some party passes for a party that we're having tonight at the office. Office party. So I've got a couple of passes up here. Anyone who wants to come and claim them can have them and come party with us tonight. But thanks for coming to the session. I've got a couple more slides. Like we've got the Office 365 technical network. So this is a Yammer network that you guys can join to ask questions. Usually when a new product is released, they have a Yam Jam where the product team comes in and answers a lot of questions about it. I participate quite a bit in the technical network, so other MVPs do as well, and so there's different ways that you can contact the team. And then finally, we've got some of the resources, and then the evaluation for the slide. So if you guys can please go in and evaluate the session, let us know what you think, and then, like I said, I'll be around, so thanks for coming, guys.